going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Woo! Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here. Draft day, Trillville Thursday, final hour for us, brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air. Book an appointment for a convenient time at ReliableAir.com. We'll get back into the big story of the day in just a couple of minutes from right now, which is, as you know, tonight is the first round of the NFL draft. The Falcons pick 15th as it stands right now. We'll get into whether or not we think they're going to stay there, who you really want at 15, all that kind of, maybe even some predictions before the show's over at 2 o'clock. Some more Falcons draft grab bag questions in 20 minutes as well, and then we'll get to an AMA at 140.
We were talking during the break, we were talking about just different players from our schools, and I was like intrigued about certain prospects for Georgia. I was like Aaron Smith, where does he go?
Yeah.
You know, because we know he's fast. We know he's big. I think he performed better at the combine than most people thought, catching the football. Where does he go? Chaz Chambliss, Dan Jackson.
Yeah.
You like the interior lineman, like Nate Ratledge.
Yeah,
and
I like
those
Tate
guys.
Ratledge.
Yeah. So, I mean, yeah, it's just an interesting – then Nazir Stackhouse.
Yeah.
Like, these guys are going to play a long time. Mm-hmm. They're going to play at least 3 or 4 years in the NFL. I know it don't sound long, but it's a long time.
Yeah, the average career is shorter than
it's a long time.
Yeah, I think I wouldn't be surprised if a couple of those guys, like – you know, you find if it's a good team and a good situation,
right.
Or maybe, you know, you get in good with a coaching staff or something like that. I wouldn't be surprised if Chaz Chambliss plays 8 years in the NFL.
Yeah,
or you know, like Nas Stackhouse finds a really good role with
right.
a team, or I don't know, Dan Jackson, man, that guy might play special teams in the NFL. I'm done doubting that guy.
Yeah,
every time we replace that guy, he takes the job back and makes a huge play in a big game.
Yes, he always does that.
Somebody's going to take him on day three, and you're going to get a good player. And
oh, Dan.
I wouldn't be surprised if he's in the league for a long time.
Oh, Dan.
I'll tell you who's not getting drafted. Any Washington Huskies. I wouldn't be surprised if we go 0-7 this year.
Think so?
I think so. I think they all got drafted last year.
You got no line.
We're not Georgia. We don't just do 10 guys every single year. No, they all left. They all play for Alabama now or wherever. Yeah, no, it's not gonna be a purple and gold draft, at least from a Washington perspective.
We were talking earlier about the funny memes and everything from previous draft, and I just saw it again. Who hates the meme more, Russell Wilson or his ex-wife?
Great question. Probably his ex-wife.
Probably his ex-wife.
Because I don't, you know,
Russ
like,
winning.
Russ is doing fine.
Yeah,
he's still playing. Married to Sierra.
Yeah,
couple different $100 million contracts.
Right.
I think he's okay.
Yeah.
Nobody's seen her. It's the most amazing disappearance since D.B. Cooper.
Like
Russ's ex-wife is gone.
I love that.
She's gone.
I love that story. That's one of the funniest stories.
Nobody's ever disappeared from the face of the earth the way she has.
He had a hell of
in this era.
What's it called? NDA?
Yeah.
Hell of an NDA.
She must have got a nice little.
Because he did some weird stuff.
I don't know.
He did some weird stuff.
There's rumors.
Hold on. He wasn't paid then, though.
No, that's true.
Yeah, he got rid of her before the bag.
That's true. He did. They got a divorce before he got that first big contract in Seattle.
He Eric Spoelstra.
He did, yeah. So that's another reason why she hates it.
Yeah.
She was so excited he was a third-round draft pick.
Yeah.
She didn't know he was
a big genuine.
$400 million worth of contracts.
Yeah, that was genuine, Russ. They went over there to Ciara.
Man, how in this day and age, where everybody's ex is on everybody's podcast telling every story about everything.
Yes.
No one's seen her.
Ain't heard from her.
Yeah.
Ain't heard from her.
Well done. Yeah. And good for her. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Whatever. It didn't work out.
Go
Who knows why?
Right. I mean, go off and do to the sunset.
Right after that. She probably has a whole new life.
Yeah, with a dog.
With a dog and a family.
Who kept the dog?
She probably has some cursive signs on the wall that say, eat, pray, love, stuff like that. You know?
You got some of those? I know you because we had.
No, huh? We don't.
Oh, we had. I was like, no, oh, I was like, hey, Sean, I was like, I know you in charge of all the decorating for the most part of this house. That don't go in my house.
So here's one of the things I love best about my wife is she's agrees with that full sentence.
Yes.
Now, she has some very, you know, some very basic friends that get gifts that say stuff like that.
Yes.
That we've had to, you know, you keep it for a little while in case they come over and then you get rid of it.
Are y'all a put
it up if they come over?
Are y'all them?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. There was a pillow that said, God, what did it say? Some dumb thing like that.
Right.
Home is where the pillow is or something stupid. And it was like, oh, get it out because she's coming over. And then we got rid of it after
that. Oh, no, I'm not. We're definitely not one of those people. Definitely not one of those people.
Well, you know how my wife feels about pillows.
Yes.
Strongly.
Strongly.
Yes.
Strongly.
Passionately.
Yeah, hell no. Yeah. If it wasn't, if you don't live here, you have no say of how the decor goes.
That's a good point.
Yeah, no.
Yeah.
Decor.
That's a good point.
Yeah. We got to go get the good sheets out the linen closet for the guest bedroom. Hell with them. Why can't I sleep on some good sheets? Even though we have a nice thread count. But still, it's a point. Like, my wife goes, if we have a house guest that are actually sleeping at our home, like, she goes above and beyond, dude. Like, I mean, I just, like, linen spray and all that stuff. I'm like, man, we can't get none of that.
Yeah, I know.
You know, I live here.
You love me. You love them, too. I don't know.
She loves them, too. But I just feel like, damn, you bring out the Swifter?
Yeah, same thing.
Yeah, it's fine. This floor I missed Swifter in a week.
I know.
As soon as they
go. You also can't. Here's my thing about that.
Yeah.
Don't be doing the Swiffer before you vacuum it. Get up all you vacuum first. Yeah. It's the process.
Yes.
What are you just moving around all the crumbs in the wet Swiffer?
Yes.
Vacuum then Swiffer.
Yes. I'm with you, brother.
You can't just skip straight to Swiffer.
I'm with you. But yeah,
we live in a society.
Yeah. Swifter, bring out the white eraser magic thing.
All the white magic erasers will clean up anything.
Oh yeah, dude. Yeah. Go, baby. Can you clean up that? I can't reach. Can you clean it? They're shorter than you.
They're not going to see that.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. They're shorter than you.
I haven't dusted that shelf in 5 years.
Dude.
They're not top shelf dust worthy. No offense. All right, let's get to
it. Want to touch up the paint?
Let's get. That's only for birthday parties at our house. We have to renovate rooms. All right, let's get to the big story of the day.
Want
to
touch up the paint?
Brought to you by QC Kinetics, non-surgical treatment for joint pain.
Bow!
Woo! Another broken back. Drops and Allen is coming around third to tie this game 1-1 in the seventh.
Yeah, I know. It's a great homestand, you know, and a lot of comeback wins. You know, bullpen again today.
Yeah, it was. It was a successful homestand. Braves come back and win again.
Let go, Eli!
Last night or yesterday afternoon, more accurately. 3-8. They've been hot in the eighth lately. I saw something where. On the homestand, they scored 17 runs, and 13 of them were in the eighth inning. So, all right, cool, whatever.
It don't matter, dog.
Doesn't matter. They all count the same.
What
early
are we talking
late.
About, man?
It's a little more dramatic.
We're talking about winning.
Yeah, right.
We're about winning games.
No, we are so far away from being able to, like, pick how we want them to win. Just have more than the other team at the end. I don't care how.
Right.
Now, you get good enough by September and all that, we can be like, all right, we need you to win.
We need
good, strong starting pitching. And nah, just win the game however you can.
Yeah, man.
Now, they got good, strong starting pitching yesterday.
Yeah, we said a lot of mean
stuff about Bryce Elder yesterday.
Did, leading up and during the game.
Yeah,
up and during the game. He did. He was outstanding yesterday, Buck. Not going to rely on that being an everyday thing.
No, but if he can give you one of those every other start.
See, okay. See, that's the thing about it. That's why
he's the fifth starter.
I know, but still, when you said every other start, I was going to say, yeah, that's true. But
how about 2 out of 3?
I'll take that.
But, that is extreme. But if he can give you 6 innings, that's great. We love it.
But I think, you know, when you look at this team, the offense is coming around. I mean, that was the main thing on the getting them in the hole where they were. Was that part there with runners in scoring position, things like that? He could not get people across home base. There's still some guys in flaws. We need Ozzie to pick it up a little bit.
Yeah.
You know, I said to pick it up a little bit and also pick it up a little bit, get a little in the field a little bit, like stuff the eyes you usually would. It's getting a little bobbly, that's it.
He's frustrating me in certain situations at the plate.
First pitch swinging.
A lot of first pitch swinging stuff when pitchers are struggling.
Yes.
It was 2 days ago where, I don't remember who the guy was that was pitching for the Cardinals, but he couldn't find the strike zone, and they loaded the bases up. Ozzie comes in, swings at the first pitch, and it's like, dude, let this guy, let him hurt himself. Like, he's out there trying to walk in runs, and you're helping him out by putting balls in play when you don't need to be doing that. So maybe take a page out of the Marcelo Ozuna book. He only had one walk yesterday, Randy. He's cooling off, but he had a hit too. So good.
You saying he's cooling off?
Cooling off at the with his eyeballs. He had four walks the day before.
I know, man.
It's insane. Anyway, Braves go 5-1 on the homestand.
He's like, damn, I need to get, you know.
Yeah, it's more fun.
It's
to
more
hit.
Fun to hit.
Like getting to first base is great. Whatever, however you.
If you're fast, yeah,
it's a lot more fun to hit the ball.
Yeah, if you
and
still
get the first
if you
base
still bases, yeah, it's cool. But off, they're off today out there in Arizona. Hopefully, this West Coast trip is better than the last one. Let's just hope.
Yeah, maybe like, you know, they're not going all the way out. Like, they're not going to see the ocean, you know?
Arizona's good, you told me.
Arizona's
fourth
pretty
in the
good.
Division, but I mean.
They're 14-10, but because they play in the NL West, where the Padres are 17-8, the Giants are 16-9, and the Dodgers are 16-9. They're in fourth place.
There we go.
Boy, the Rockies are bad, though. 4-18.
Dude.
Second worst team in baseball.
Second
so
worst
got
team.
That going for us.
To Ooh. Who?
Who's worse?
White Sox.
Oh, the White Sox is still bad, huh?
Very bad.
Well, they got more wins. White Sox are 5-19.
Oh, so now the Rockies. The Rockies are the worst team in baseball.
Rockies
baby.
Are the worst team in baseball.
Bring them on.
Did they get to see them on this trip?
Yeah, after Arizona.
All right.
Wonderful.
There we go,
thin
baby.
Thin air and everything. Bombs away.
I hate Arizona, though.
What?
Because their
the
team.
State?
No, their team.
Oh.
They're so feisty.
Oh, I know they are.
They just, yes. Ugh. It's so annoying.
Pesky at bats.
They're
all like 5'6" and left-handed.
Yes. Hell yeah.
You know?
And they just put the bat out there and flip it out. Yeah.
Yeah. Just a lot of like.
Tip ball. Bow tip.
A lot of like little flip singles to left field.
Yes.
Yeah,
that is them.
Incredibly frustrating. Yeah.
Oh, man.
Pretty good.
Somebody just sent me a nice screenshot of all the players that from Peach County that ever won the NFL. It's a very cool thing.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. It's only 10 of us.
Read them.
You have.
You?
DeMarcus Robinson.
Okay.
Who plays for the Rams now. Karis Jackson.
Oh, yeah.
Myself. Marcus Robinson played for the Bears. Lolo. Quez Green. Greg Lloyd. Antoine Davis, who played for the tackle for the Eagles. Tim Watson, who played for the Chiefs. And Pete Johnson, played for the Browns back in the day.
Nice.
Cool.
That's awesome, man.
Yeah.
10 people from the high school?
Yeah,
that is so cool.
People from Peach County High School.
There's not a lot of high school. I know there probably are around here.
Oh, yeah.
In general, there's not a lot of high schools that have 10 guys that make it to the NFL.
That's pretty cool.
That is really cool.
From a town of 8,900 people.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
That is amazing. All right, we'll come back. We'll talk some more draft. We've got some Falcons-related and generally just draft-related grab bag questions. We'll make our predictions as to who we think the Falcons will take at 15 as well. So don't go anywhere. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building
a life. For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Since the dawn of Major League Baseball, every player has honed their unique skills.
Judge, drop deep to left.
Otani connects and it's gone.
Skeen strikes out the side.
Bobby Witt Jr. throws in time.
Harper does it again.
Witness the hills of the game in ballparks nationwide. Get your tickets today at MLB.com/tickets. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, Midday Show with Andy and Randy. 20 minutes away from an AMA. Any question, any topic, get the phone lines open at 404-726-0993. 1-800-919-0929. It is the day of the first round of the NFL draft. All of your coverage right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Draft coverage starts at 7. Dukes and Bell are going to be live at Mercedes-Benz Stadium in about 40 minutes from right now.
Don't,
so they're down there getting ready.
Don't do it, Mike Bell.
Now, what would it be? Because there's a lot of different its. You talking about the horn?
Oh, my God. Dude, that might have been one of the funniest things ever, like, man. That damn Mike Bell pulled that damn horn. And then, well, what'd I do? That's what I pulled the damn horn, Mike.
Yeah, I mean, Mike. I bet it was fun.
I knew it was. Mike, because he's probably not there yet. Mike, pull the horn.
Pull the horn.
Yeah, do it again, Mike.
Pull the horn.
Please.
Yeah.
For everybody.
Do it at a really funny time.
Yeah, too. I know. Like in the middle of Atlanta, what's going on? Because you know our listener calls in, bup, bup, who beats the horn?
Yeah, yeah, Mike.
As soon as As soon as Carl hits the, what's going on? And then Mike.
I think that's a great idea.
Yes.
I think that's a great idea. All right, how do you want to do this? We got about 10 minutes, and we'll get to an AMA. What we think the Falcons will do or want the Falcons to do at 15 first. We'll make a name prediction for each of us. Or we could invert it, do that in about 9 minutes from right now, just kind of talk about the rest of the stuff that we haven't talked about yet, draft-related.
Let's do the rest of the stuff.
All right. I think we all know who's going first.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Cam Ward's going to go number one to Tennessee. Which awesome, great. I mean, you need a quarterback, draft a quarterback. Everybody thinks he's the best guy. Don't be the smartest guy in the room. Don't overthink it.
Yep.
Take him and hopefully it works out. Travis Hunter to the Browns.
Yes.
Same kind of mentality.
Yes.
Don't overthink it.
Yep.
Take the best guy who's available and run to the podium.
He's the best player in the draft.
Abdul Carter third.
Yes. If I'm the Giants, I mean, even though it's to me, it's not a pressing need, you just don't pass up on players like this.
Yeah, great player. Yeah. And again, you can never have too many guys at that position. Yeah. Hopefully it'll fortify things a little bit and you can save your job.
Best thing for them would be if Cleveland took Abdul and then Travis Hunter sitting right there.
And then they could get Travis, which would be great.
Yes.
Because then it is a position of need and you get, you know, if not the best, one of the best guys in the draft.
Yes.
So, yeah, we're kind of on the same page there. Kind of feels like a chalky top three. Anything could happen. If something different happens in the top three, then things get chaotic early. Do the Patriots get things chaotic, or do they?
I think my thing with the Patriots at four is, okay, they went all in defense free agency.
They did, yeah. Spent a lot of money.
Spent a lot of money in free agency.
Especially on the defensive line.
Yes. Now, they need offensive line help.
Yeah, they do.
All right. Is there a blue chip offensive lineman tackle? No, there isn't. But there's really good ones. I think Vrabes would love it if a defensive player can be there that they can take, but. They got the defensive tackle, so Graham doesn't make any sense because they got Barmore and they went outside Williams from the Eagles.
Right.
So it really don't make sense to draft the guy that
really
high.
Doesn't.
So, yeah, I think they go tackle.
And that's probably Will Campbell from LSU.
If that was a receiver worth that number four, they'd probably do that.
I know. That's the thing. That's the thing. It's quarterbacks that get teams to do it, but God, people have really jumped up and spent capital to get up or
that's a great point,
jumped up and drafted receivers earlier.
Genty.
Yeah.
Would Genty be?
That would throw things into a little bit of chaos.
Yeah.
Now, a lot of people, I mean, the odds even are saying that the Jaguars could take Genty at five now.
I can see that.
So that's only one spot higher than he would go, but that's a team that you're unexpected to have take him. So,
I can see that.
Yeah, no, that would be fun. I think, to me, that's kind of where it all starts to get interesting.
Where four?
Unless they take Will Campbell, which I'm not saying it's not interesting.
Right.
That's a position of need, and I think he's really good.
Right.
But if the Jags take Ashton Genty, then, okay, skill position player. Maybe there's some teams behind him or teams that have needs that want to trade up and get into the top 10 behind him.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. I think Amarion Hampton's a really, really good running back.
I think he's good. I don't think you got to go up that far.
No, he'll probably fall to you.
I think so, too.
He'll probably come down into the late teens.
Yeah, I think so, too. He's so damn good.
He's really good, though.
He's so good. But I think, you know, my spot would probably be at six.
Okay.
Because
who knows what the Raiders might do?
Who damn knows? And the Raiders are in a position where they got Brock Bauer, so you're not going to take one of the tight ends.
Right.
Do you need everything offensively also? Because who the hell is going to catch the ball?
Yeah.
But do you have a guy that's there at seven as far as receiver?
So here's what I don't understand is this receiver class, to me, having watched these guys play in college, are incredibly good receivers.
They're good players.
Why is it that this year's class has felt like it's less valuable than the last? Because the last handful of years, there's been a ton of receivers
because
that go early.
It don't seem like
I think Ted McMillan's really good out of Arizona. I think Luther Burden's incredibly good out of Missouri.
Are they ones? And I think that's the hesitancy of the class, of the people of this class is, you know, the kid out of Arizona is his long speed. He has a body type to do everything.
Right.
Is he just a jump ball? Well, they thought the same thing about Drake London until we got to see Drake London play.
Yeah, and he went eighth overall.
Yeah.
They're very similar players.
They are. I think Drake's a little faster, okay. Just a little bit. But I think that, you know, and that's one thing that you think about, will there be two tight ends drafted before the first wide receiver?
Yeah.
I just think they don't look at this receiver class, and it's always comes back to be wrong, has any true X receivers. One guy, ISO by himself on the field, can carry a pass game. I don't think they see that.
Yeah, well, yeah, it seems that way leading up to it. They feel differently about the tight ends, though, like you said. Look, I don't know what the Raiders are going to do. They need to get offensive linemen. And that kid from Missouri, whose name is kind of hard to say,
really
Armin Membu, he's projected there at a lot of different places. That would be smart. Maybe they're smart now. Pete Carroll's there. But you know what I mean?
Right.
Maybe.
Now, they're hoping to ask Gentry drops to them.
Because Pete Carroll loves drafting running backs.
They're hoping
in the first
that Ashton Gentry drops to them.
He couldn't wait to draft a running back in the first round.
That might be North Carolina's running right there.
Well, they jump all the way up and take Omarion Hampton at 6. Now, that would be awesome for the Falcons.
Yes.
That would be great.
Now,
because then there's a guy that falls down that wasn't supposed to be there.
I didn't think Detroit was going to draft Jamar Gibbs either when they did. Anything's possible.
And we're in a little moment of a running back revolution.
Yeah.
Like the running back position is looked at a little bit differently today than it was 2 years ago.
Yeah, but
not that differently.
Not that different.
But maybe a little bit differently.
Yeah.
Who's a guy, like a first-round guy that you're just kind of – that you like, I mean, kind of like all of them, but a guy that maybe you're more interested in than others, kind of interested to see where he lands, obviously hoping for a good spot. Who's just a player that you're kind of intrigued by tonight?
I think the Dogs. You know, I think Jalen Walker.
Sure.
Obviously, I think he's going to be a player. I don't know where he goes in the top 10. I know a lot of people got mocked to Carolina and everything like that. They need a guy like that on their defense. Probably, Andy, I would – it's too easy to go quarterbacks.
No, it's fine.
It's too easy because like the whole Shador thing is interesting to me because like Cam Ward in other drafts wouldn't be the number one pick. You see what I'm saying?
Right. Cam Ward wouldn't have been the number one pick.
Yeah.
Last year.
And so you look at it from the standpoint of then where would all these other quarterbacks rank? Would he be like, say, he wouldn't have been the fourth guy last year? He going last year, so he wouldn't be over Caleb. He wouldn't be over Jaden. He wouldn't be over Drake May.
Yeah.
But who would he be over there? Would he be over front of?
Would he be over Penix?
Penix?
I don't know.
Or would he be over
I don't think
Nicks?
So. I don't think
would
he'd be over Penix.
Or Nicks? Or J.J. McCarthy?
I could see him over those guys.
Okay.
Like, kind of similar to Nicks a little bit in that he's been in college for a long time, bounced around a little bit, really high percentage passer kind of guy. I don't know. Maybe that's a good comp. Maybe he would have been 5 or something like that.
But I think my position, tight ends, will they be a third guy? Because I think that the thing with it is, can Mason Taylor.
That's the third guy, right?
Yeah, Mason's got to be the third
guy.
Who's
Jason Taylor's son?
Yeah, Mason's got to be the third guy. It's crazy. I got two teammates who has two sons that are tight ends that are going to be drafted.
That is
crazy. It's funny as hell. But
were they tight ends? Because Jason Taylor wasn't. Obviously, was the other guy?
Aronde was a receiver, big receiver.
So they just saw Uncle Randy, and they're like, we want to play that position.
It's crazy. But I think, you know, where does this third tight end go if Mason comes in to get in the back end of the first round? He's going second, but can he get in the back end? So I think the three tight ends and the back, who is going to come? Because there's going to be three quarterbacks drafted tonight, I think. I think there's three quarterbacks.
Mm-hmm.
Who's coming back? I think it's intriguing to me that Cleveland finds a way to get Shador and Travis.
Yeah, that would be really interesting.
Yes. Finds a way to.
I'm predicting the third quarterback that's taken is Jackson Dart.
By the Giants.
And then it's by the Giants.
I agree.
Yeah, they find a way to get back into the late 20s and take Jackson Dart there. And then outside of that, I know there's some Milrow smoke a little bit. Kind of heating up a little bit as we get closer to the draft. I don't buy it. No offense to him. I just don't buy it.
I would love it, though.
Sure. Sure. Let him get that fifth year.
And
obviously, team drafting later in the 20s and 30s are good teams often. The guy that I'm interested in is, I'll say at least I hope, is the guy that the Falcons take at 15 is Mike Green.
Yeah.
If they don't take him, I'm interested to see where he goes.
Right.
If he goes 16th or 17th or something like that, maybe he goes before the Falcons take him and then they don't have the opportunity to do it. But if Mike Green's there at 15, that's the guy that I want the Falcons to take. Assuming that the Georgia guys won't be there, because I don't think they will.
I agree with everything you said. I think he's gone.
Okay.
I think they try to get back. If not, they stay put and they take Pierce out of Tennessee.
Okay.
Yeah. I think take Pierce. If he's there. If Mike Green's gone. If Mike Green is gone and the Georgia guys are gone, I think they go with Pierce.
Yeah, I think it doesn't seem – you don't seem like you're going to be lucky enough for one of those Georgia guys to fall to you at 15.
Right.
Now, you were lucky enough 2 years ago.
Yes, and he said
Jalen
right
Carter fell to you at 9 and you didn't – or at 8 and you didn't take him. I just think, and if it was one of the two of them, who would it be? Michael Williams, just because of the injury concerns?
Yeah, Michael.
Jalen Walker's going top 10. He's going top 10. Yes. Unless something happens between now and 8 o'clock
or something,
and some late report comes out about a Jalen Walker injury that nobody knows about, he's going.
Yes.
Michael Williams has injury concerns.
Yes.
So maybe.
But the thing is, his injury concern was, because, I mean, the injury concern was a concern because you saw him get hit.
Yeah, he got hurt.
He's not injury-prone. You saw where the guy hit him.
He got hurt, and it affected his season.
Yeah, but
so people don't know exactly what they're going to get in taking him.
The thing with Michael is this. Michael is a NFL-ready player, meaning against the run. He is a prime-time edge player. Set the edge, all those different things. He's still got to work on the pass rush. He still got to work with his passer. Mike Green, I think, is the most – him and James Pierce are the most ready to have a counter. You know what I mean? They got countered in their arsenal already. They got two by. Thank you. They got that already. So that's why if he's not there, I think they go Pierce.
Okay. Yeah. I love it. Either way, I'm happy.
Yeah.
Either way, I'm happy. And tomorrow we're coming on the air talking about an edge rusher. And so that's definitely not going to be what happens.
No.
All right. Phone lines are open, 404-726-0929. We'll wrap things up with an AMA next. Feel free to ask any draft-related questions you might want or otherwise. We'll be right back. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
We're queuing up your questions with the Middays AMA.
Ask me anything.
Glad you asked.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Brought to you by Right From The Heart, rightfromtheheart.org. Final hour of the show brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air. Book an appointment for a convenient time at reliableair.com.
It's already started.
What happened?
We're talking about how ESPN is going to do Travis Hunter and his dad's sob stories the whole damn day. They already got a story up.
Yep. That will be, that's an easy prediction right there. That will be overkill tonight. Yes. As well as other various, like, mildly inappropriate life details that we'll find out about these kids tonight.
Yes.
Like, come on, man. Like,
let them have any fun.
Let them have their fun. Like, don't have to drum up, oh, yeah, you just got drafted 7th overall. Isn't that exciting? Remember when your cousin died three weeks ago?
Yes.
Tell us about how sad that was.
Yeah, man.
Well, no, let's just,
let it go.
Let's be excited. We got a bunch of phone lines available if you want to jump on and ask a question. 404-726-0929. But we'll start with Mitch in Buckhead. Hey, Mitch.
Gentlemen, how are you?
Good.
Listen, I got a question for Randy, but it's about Andy.
Okay.
All right.
So, you know, your partner there, Randy, is a semi-articulate guy. He's somewhat well-spoken.
Yeah, he is.
And,
he is.
And, but he has a weird way of saying the word that.
Who?
Have you ever noticed that?
Which word is it?
Which word?
That.
T-H-A-T?
Correct.
Okay.
How do you say it?
All right.
I don't know.
He has a weird way of saying that?
Yeah, he has a strange way of saying the word that.
Will you imitate it for me?
Please.
Well, that.
That.
Right.
Do I? You sound Southerner.
No.
Do I? Okay.
Well, hold on. Now, the question is, who does he sound like when he says the word that?
I don't pay that close attention to Andy saying that.
That.
To know this answer.
Do I make it a two-syllable word?
I don't know.
That's my favorite thing about my mother-in-law, is all these one-syllable words. She makes two and three and four-syllable words with her Southern accent.
Like?
That.
Or
other things.
I don't know.
I don't think I do that. That. There it is.
Yeah,
that.
Okay, that. Oh, okay.
That.
I don't pay attention to it because I know what he's saying.
Huh.
You do say it now.
I guess I do say it weird.
Now I'm thinking about it.
But that was natural. The way I just said it was natural. I can't do it natural now
because
I'm thinking about it.
Yeah.
It's just got to come out in a sentence.
But now I just saw it now. I was like, oh.
And it did sound weird.
It does sound. Yeah. I ain't going to say it sounds weird.
But different.
But it sounds different.
Yeah. I don't know. I will say there's just certain words that for whatever reason have like a little bit of a
twang.
A little bit of a twang.
There you go. You've been long enough.
It was pointed out to me a couple years ago. We had a guest on, and I said, thank you for the time. I don't know. I wish I had a cool accent. All you guys have awesome voices, and I got this boring-ass Pacific Northwest bland,
milquetoast voice. I can't tell where you're from when you talk.
Exactly.
All right. I can tell when people are from the North. I can tell when people are from Boston, New York, and everything like that.
People can tell where you're from, and it's great.
Because I'm from the South, but like you, I can't tell that you're from the Pacific Northwest.
I know. That's because it's a boring-ass voice.
I don't want to say all that.
Where's he from? Who knows? Could be anywhere.
Yeah, I ain't going to say all that.
Some place where people talk boring.
Until you just said that,
That.
That. I don't know. That. It ain't that bad.
Well, no, I just not bad. I mean, it's how I say it. It's fine. But I'm sure there's a lot of different words I say weird. But I do appreciate Mitch's ear. Mo is in Columbus. Hey, Mo.
Andy, Randy, happy draft day.
Happy draft day to you.
Hey, so this is like non-sports related. You know how you get together with like a family member or your best friend, y'all sitting around, drinks start flowing, y'all start having random conversations, right?
Sure.
So my homeboy asked me, he was like, why do they ask, like, what's your race on a job application? And I was like, yeah, I mean, good question, because race, we're all human, so that should be the answer. But that got me to thinking about something else. So I said I was going to call and ask y'all about it. So everybody always says native tongue, right?
Mm-hmm.
Why do we use native tongue instead of native voice? Because everybody's tongue pretty much looks the same, but everybody's voice doesn't sound the same. Okay. I just wanted to make y'all think today.
Okay.
Happy draft day again.
All right, Mo, thank you.
Well, it seemed like you and your partners, when you came up with that.
You guys weren't just drinking.
Y'all weren't just drinking. Y'all was damn smoking.
Yeah.
And y'all were sitting around in some beanbag for instance, all right?
Like, doesn't seem like that.
Hey, man, what you think? It is always, and it probably wasn't Mo, it's probably his partner Tyree. Hey, man, you ever thought about this? And we all got that one partner that jailhouse library conversation, brother. Man, you know, you ever thought about, you know, hey, man.
The other thing is, anytime somebody starts a question with, have you ever thought about it, the answer is always no.
No.
And of course I've never thought about that.
No, I never thought
about
that.
Also, you never thought about it until about 45 seconds ago.
No.
When it came into your high brain.
Yeah.
And then you started formulating this thought, and then you asked me that.
That's all that
was. So we can talk about it if you want to, but nobody ever thought about that before. Native tongue.
Native tongue. I don't... What? Native tongue. Is that...
The language
you speak? The language, right?
Yeah.
I never ever thought that much about it, Mo.
No, I haven't either. But native, I do like the phrase, though, now that he brings it up.
Native tongue.
What's your native tongue?
Like, do people say that to people?
I don't know. But like, you've heard the term.
I've heard the term, but I never heard nobody go, hey, so what's your native tongue? All I say is, where you from?
Well, normally we just kind of know. Everybody speaks English.
Yeah, but
those people I encounter do.
But yeah, but like, even it's people that don't have, that have like broken English or something like that.
All right,
hey,
so
man, where you from?
Oh, you know it. All right.
I don't know it. I looked it up.
Okay.
I'm not gonna try to, you know, if I know stuff, I'll tell you, but I didn't know this. So it goes back to the Middle Ages when it was thought that your dialect or your voice was inherited from your mother.
Mm-hmm.
So native tongue is a play off of mother tongue.
Ah.
So
that's weird.
Supposedly, if your mom has an accent,
mother
you get
weird.
That same accent inherited. So that's why it's called native tongue.
Okay, because
your tongue is actually born. You're born with it.
Because there's nothing more that just perks, like makes me go, damn, every time when I hear little kids from English, my man. Like, it's just, for some reason, it's just the funniest thing ever. Or the Irish accent with the kids.
Kids with accents phenomenal.
Are just phenomenal.
Yeah, but if you take a baby from England,
and
raise them in Louisiana, they're going to... They're going to come up with a Louisiana accent.
Yeah, they're going to have a Cajun accent.
This is awesome, too.
The only thing I disagree with about what Mo said is not everyone's tongue looks the same. A lot of different types of tongues out there. Big ones, little ones, pointy ones.
Correct.
Flat ones.
Yeah.
Thick ones.
All that.
You know what I mean?
What else? All of that.
I got a real, like, bouncy one.
Who's next?
Wendy in Lawrenceville. Hey, Wendy.
He's a bouncy tongue.
Hey.
Hi, Wendy.
Hey, Wendy.
Hey, what's up? So when I was young, Dan Marino was the reason that I watched football.
A lot of people.
And I've heard some not nice things about him, and I was wondering what your opinion was. And also, Randy, on draft day, I don't know if you remember, myself and my ex-boyfriend Patrick, when you first started with the station, we actually sat next to you during draft day.
Oh, sweet.
And you're like,
which one was that? Which one was that?
Wendy and Patrick. You remember them?
When you first joined the station, the very first year.
Oh, was that the Keanu Neal one, right?
Yes, sir.
Oh, okay. I do remember Wendy, and I don't remember Patrick too much, but I do remember Wendy.
X, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah, I do.
Really care about him. You were just like, I like this girl.
I think I did say that.
What happened with you and Patrick?
I think I did say that.
Oh, he's an asshole.
Oh, Wendy!
Wonderful.
Bye, Wendy. Wendy!
That one's on her, but that one's partially on you, too.
How?
That was on me.
That was on Andy.
I said what happened.
That one's on Andy, then.
I wanted to know.
She said
ex-boyfriend for a reason.
Yeah, not so good things about Dan. I have not heard any bad things about Dan Morrell.
I don't.
I'm sure that, I mean.
You've obviously met him.
I know that. Dan's good. Dan's always been nice and good to me. I don't know.
Yeah, I never heard anything bad about Dan Marino, except that he's like probably fun to hang out with.
Yeah.
I heard he's a good time.
That is.
Yeah, that sounds cool.
That is.
JT is in Atlanta. Hey, JT.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. How y'all doing?
Pretty good.
All right, so here's the question. You're a member of a baseball team, ninth inning, and you have three hitters to come up. Who are your three hitters all time that you want in that position? And the score is tied, ninth inning. You need three hitters to come up to win the game. Who's your three hitters?
Okay.
Wow. So I need I need one run.
Three hitters for one run.
Then Barry Bonds up there first.
Yes, Barry.
One Barry goes up there first.
Going Barry. I'm going to go.
If Barry doesn't get on.
Do we need somebody to get a hit? Because if we need somebody just to get a hit, I'm going Tony Gwynn.
Okay, so you want maybe Tony leads off.
Yeah, maybe let Tony lead off. Then I'm going to go Barry Bonds.
Yeah, and it's over now probably. Yeah. It's already over. Doesn't even matter who bats third, really.
Pick somebody from today.
Okay. How about Shohei Ohtani?
Yeah.
Put him up there.
Bam, bam, bam. There we go.
Pretty good.
There we go.
I don't have a problem with any of those.
Yeah. But that's what I'm saying. Do we need a guy to get just a hit?
Yeah, just get a guy on base.
Get a guy on base.
Maybe Ricky Henderson, and then he can steal second.
Okay. Ricky gets on second, and then Barry comes up.
And then Barry comes up. And
I think Barry's your last batter.
You want Barry third?
Yeah, in case the first two screw up, you can still win the game like that.
I feel like if I send Barry up first, he's probably parking.
It's over.
We're probably good.
Give me
and Randy could bat second and third. If we're not coming up, it doesn't matter.
Give me Ichiro one.
Nah.
Tony Gwynn puts runners on the corners. And then Barry can sack fly at worst.
Ichiro's going to slap a little grounder to the third baseman and get thrown out.
It's not 40-year-old Ichiro. It's 32-year-old
Ichiro. All right, Jermaine's in Roswell. Hey, Jermaine.
Hey, and they're Randy. What's up?
Hey, Jermaine.
What's up, Jermaine?
What's up? Hey, I got a good one. Well, I just came over real quick. Now, y'all ready for the, last year we got hit with a surprise.
Right.
So if the Falcons come out with a surprise, they draft a offense, like a wide receiver or something, I'm turning the TV off. What y'all gonna do? And what's the worst thing the maddest y'all ever got when you're watching your sports team? My partner, he broke his phone. What's the worst thing y'all ever did?
All right. Well, if they draft a wide receiver 15, I have to make a video about it.
The first thing you're going to do
is make a video
about
it.
Put it on our Instagram page.
So be looking out for that one. Oh, man. I don't. I've never been mad enough to do anything crazy about Georgia, the Braves. Nah, never. I refuse to break anything.
Never broken
or anything like that.
Never broken anything. Tears have fallen.
Well, being as a kid.
Yeah.
Like, I'm trying to think.
I cried when the Sonics left. I was 24.
There's nothing wrong with that.
I was 24 years old.
There's nothing wrong with that, though. That was your squad.
That was my team.
I could cry.
Huh?
Was it tear or was it?
I was in the car. I was driving home from work because I was on the air when they left.
Right.
We announced that we carried the press conference.
Right. And so
we thought it was going to be good news.
Uh-huh.
We thought they were going to hold them to their lease and make them stay one more year.
And so,
the mayor comes on. They're like, we took their deal. They're leaving.
So you sniffing?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I was like, oh. I couldn't believe it actually happened. I still can't. 15 years later.
You sniff a little bit, though.
Right now, it should be the Sonics playing the Vancouver Grizzlies in the playoffs. Instead, it's the damn Thunder
damn
and the Memphis,
Thunder
Grizzlies.
And Memphis Grizzlies.
We should be representing the Pacific Northwest.
That is funny.
Yeah, I mean, if they draft a wide receiver tonight at 15, I'm going to laugh. I'll be honest with you. I'm going to laugh, and then I'm going to get ready for tomorrow.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. I see it.
I'm not going to be surprised.
No,
because how could you be surprised anymore at this point? We'll do one more. Will's in Smyrna. Hey, Will.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hi, Will.
Probably a pretty simple answer to this question, but specifically for Shedeur Sanders, couldn't he not enter the draft and then just sign as a free agent with whatever team he wants to? Or is there a specific reason why a player has to enter the draft?
Well, he's already in the draft. And, but the option is if nobody drafts him, he's not going to just go be a free agent. Like, Shador, in my opinion, is a first-round quarterback. I think a lot of stuff about him that's being said is bullcrap.
Oh, yeah. That's why it's being said that's now, it's being said anonymously.
Yeah, that's why I
think, cowards.
I think it's a bunch of crap and everything like that. But I think, you know, if his name was Sanders Shador and wasn't Deion's son, we wouldn't have this.
Yeah, no, but, honestly, if he was, call him whatever you want, he would, no one would think twice about it.
No.
Because there would be no expectation that he would be some flashy athlete. Exactly. They would just look at him and be like, oh, that guy's a really solid, accurate, smart quarterback.
Yes.
That's a first-round quarterback right there. But no,
can't be that simple.
Let's get takeaways of the day.
As our show heads into the final stretch, it's time for the takeaway of the day.
So many achievements.
On Andy and Randy, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Bo's not a tin hat wearer. Impelic contusions is an injury that Andy doesn't want.
Give him out, though.
Yeah. See, you can't let it go.
Randy potty trained himself.
Yeah, man.
Three of us have great voices. One of us just has that.
Now I'm going to think about it forever.
Just in case, Walter Nolan, John A. Barron, Kenneth Grant, Will Johnson, Maxwell Hairston. And I think we're not covered.
We said their names.
We've talked about everyone.
We said their names.
Yeah, we're covered.
They take a name we haven't said.
Damn.
Well, I'll talk to you tomorrow. We'll all be surprised together. We'll talk to you in Flower